When we think of a nuclear meltdown, we think of a lifeless wasteland, just ashes and desolation. But Jim Beasley of the Warnell School of Forestry at the University of Georgia has just published a paper about the wildlife that now teems in and around Chernobyl, nearly 30 years after the nuclear accident there. The area's been vacant and abandoned since 31 people died in the catastrophe and cleanup. Jim Beasley joins us now. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
So what animals would we see?
So our study specifically looked at mid to large size mammals, so everything from hare or rabbit-sized animals, wild boar, moose, up to apex predators like wolves.
And forgive me if this sounds flip, but do they have two heads? Do they glow in the dark?
No, certainly not. Of all the animals that I've seen there, they've all looked very healthy.
Does this mean human beings could return and be healthy?
I think our data don't really lend themselves to addressing that specific question for a number of reasons. Humans are much more long-lived than wild animals, So I would be cautious to extrapolate those findings to humans.
How do you explain that this area that I think most of us consider to be a wasteland has so much wildlife?
You know, it's well established that when you create large reserves and protect wildlife from everyday human activities, wildlife generally tend to thrive. So our study did not look at any specific health effects of animals. I think that's important to note. But what our study does suggest is that even if there are potential subtle genetic effects, those effects are greatly overshadowed by the impacts humans have on the environment.
So whatever lingering dangers there may or may not be, the animals in the area are thriving because we're not around, human beings.
Yes, exactly.
Mr. Beasley, would it be dangerous to hunt these animals for food?
So the European Economic Commission has come up with levels that they deem appropriate for human consumption. Most of the animals that I've seen do exceed that, and some greatly exceed that. So the animals there still are very contaminated, so they would not be appropriate for eating.
Could there be tourism?
My understanding is that there is some tourism now in the Ukraine side of the zone. So the exclusion zone, it's a 30-kilometer zone, and roughly half of that is in Belarus, and roughly half is in Ukraine. And my understanding is there is some activity or much more activity in Ukraine, whereas there's much less in Belarus.
Would there be some concern if these animals began to migrate out of that zone?
I wouldn't be overly concerned about any potential effects to surrounding populations. Where there could be some potential issues would be in terms of human-wildlife conflicts. So wild boar cause agricultural damage. Anywhere you have wolves and livestock, there's the potential for conflicts. But all these are manageable conflicts, and the benefit of having large populations in an area in general greatly exceed the cost of those more localized incidents.
Jim Beasley, researcher at the School of Forestry at the University of Georgia. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure talking with you.